And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about veterans issues and projects on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined in studio by Frank Smart, who is the president of Chapter 391 of the Vietnam Veterans of America, as well as Chris Henningsen, who is the adjutant of VFW Local 4748. And Chris, I'll go back to you. There's kind of some big news in regards to your organization and the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, correct?
There is. Last year, the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee Committee, which was made up of local residents in Tuolumne, asked the VFW to kind of take on continuing the longstanding jubilee that's been going on in Tuolumne. This year will actually be our 73rd annual Tuolumne Jubilee on June 24th through the 26th.
And Frank Smart, are you involved in this as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because I belong to VFW 4748, and we had a great time putting that on last year. Just a lot of fun. Chris cooked hamburgers and hot dogs. I ran the beer booth. Aaron ran all the games and all the other stuff out there, and it worked out really well. We have a lot of local participation, and that's the key to it. We just don't have enough veterans to do it. We have to have the local citizens get in there and get involved, and they do. And, of course, the big part is that tug-of-war.
Mm-hmm.
That tug of war is the coolest thing in the world, and people really, really enjoy that. And if you've never been to it, you should come out and see it. It's a couple of fun days. We do it 3 days, Saturday, Sunday being the two main days, but it's a lot of fun. And we're looking at good weather, and you see a lot of people you know, and it's not just Tuolumne. It's the entire county, and we have people come from out of county. We have an arm wrestling contest out there.
We started an arm wrestling contest last year, and it looks like they're going to be coming back for it again this year.
Yeah, and they're an organization that goes around putting these on everywhere. It's not just local. It's a big thing. You know, there's a big circuit that they go on, and people enjoy that also.
So VFW 4748 taking over operations is still going to be pretty much the same type of lumber jubilee?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. We're not going to mess with the formula that seems to have been working. Yeah. And you know, even though it's under the VFW post, it's still very much a community event. Yeah. We have to have community volunteers. I guess, like Frank said, there's just not enough of us veterans to do the whole thing on our own. So, you know, any veterans or community members who want to come out and help us. We are having meetings every second Thursday at 6 p.m. at the hall to, you know, kind of coordinate and get everything planned out. And anybody who wants to help out is more than welcome to join us.
And the Queen competition, is that coming back this year?
It is. It's been a bit of a struggle. We put out some radio ads and Facebook ads and things like that to try and get Queen contestants. And, happily, we did get one this year. She actually attended our meeting last night, and the Post is happy to announce the queen for this year is going to be Abigail Minnick.
Okay, well, congratulations to her. And the parade, too, that's always a fun aspect of the event.
Most definitely. Parade is Saturday morning, I believe.
Yeah.
And I believe there are forms also on our VFW website, VFW4748.org, that can be filled out to enter an entry into the parade.
And Chris, is it true that there is also a new honor guard under 4748?
There is. So Tuolumne has several veterans organizations in it, including the VFW Post 4748, as well as the Sonora VFW Post 3154 and the VVA 391. Each unit has had their own honor guards in the past, but as membership has declined, it's been more of a struggle to get together an honor guard. So we kind of, all three organizations got together and decided that we needed to have a combined honor guard, which we just stood up in January. It's called the Tuolumne County Honor Guard. It's open to any veterans who are wanting to join. You don't have to belong to any of the organizations. Just as long as you're an honorably discharged veteran, you're more than welcome to join us. Our services are completely free, and we do flag folding and presentations, gun salute, taps for funeral services, things like that, as well as color guards for football games or, you know, other ceremonies, parades, that sort of thing.
Frank Smart, can I ask you, you know, the honor guard, what is kind of the real importance of having that here locally in the community?
Well, any veteran who dies is deserving of honor, and that's what we do. We honor them with the flag salute, folding the flag, which is a very emotional ceremony that we really enjoy doing, and then that flag is presented to the family member of the deceased veteran. It's our job. Our job is to honor those. You know, we're the lucky ones. We survived. We survived our war, and we survived years after the war. Mm-hmm. And when our time comes, of course, we're going to want our honor also, you know. And that's it's just tradition. Mm-hmm. A lot of the veterans groups, that's what they're about traditions. We like to sit around and tell war stories and relive the days of our youth, you know. We were young and dumb and just went forward and did what we had to do without thinking about what it was all about or what the aftermath would be. We didn't know. We had no idea what the aftermath would be, and it didn't matter. We were young American men doing what we were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
That simple.
Frank, I know I talked to you a while ago. You were talking about a memorial in Twain Heart. Can you remind us about that project?
I am building a memorial to honor women veterans. Women have been serving this country since before there was a country, before there was even an army. They followed their husbands into battle, and sometimes when the husband fell, the woman would take his place. Molly Pitcher is the best known of those people. Her husband was a cannoneer with George Washington's army. When he fell, she picked up the ramrod and joined the group, and she wasn't a soldier, but she was serving as a soldier. And throughout time, women have served us, and especially for my generation in Vietnam. The nurses were the angels. Let me tell you, they were the people that, for many of our men, that was the last woman that they saw, the last person they saw was a woman, and she was a veteran also. So we hold them in high regard. And generally speaking, women get lumped into what men did. Well, they need to be separated and honored on their own for their own accomplishments. And I have put together a 7-person female advisory committee. And it's the Vietnam era, it's Desert Storm, Iraq, Afghanistan. These ladies had to tell me what they wanted their memorial to say, because I don't know what to say. So they got together and they come up with criteria what they wanted their memorial to represent. And we're now in a couple of weeks winding up a design competition through the Mother Lode Art Association to come up with an appropriate design. And the memorial will be built on Fuller Drive in Twain Heart across from the Rock Cafe. County-owned piece of property right at the entrance to the swimming pool. We're selling commemorative bricks. If anyone would like to buy one, contact me. Any businesses out there that want to support us with a donation, any organization out there that would like to be involved with it or help us out with the raising money or building it. There will come a day when we have to build it. And I'm the project manager, so I need help, because I can't dig holes in the ground anymore. So I need help.
Do you have kind of like a best case scenario when you like to see that memorial built?
I would like to dedicate it on Veterans Day this year. That's an overly ambitious timeline, but we'll see. If mm-hmm. not, then we'll go for another date. Maybe next March. March, and it sure didn't get a lot of recognition this year. March is Women's Veterans Month, a month when we honor women veterans. And we didn't do a lot here locally, but we'll do a little more next year.
And hopefully most everyone who's listening has taken time to see the outside the Tuolumne Veterans Memorial Hall, the new 9/11 memorial as well. That's a beautiful piece of work.
That was an exceptional piece of work when you consider that our organization has 60 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we call ourselves the little post that could, mm-hmm. because we not only that year did we build that memorial, but we were, as a post, we were adjudicated by the state as being the state. What's the award, Chris? We were the state award and then the national award.
We got our Diamond Jubilee award for our post being in existence for 75 years continuously.
Hmm. And it all goes into, a lot of it goes into recruitment, how much you recruit. And we did a good job of that year. So, yeah, we call ourselves the, and we even had a patch made up. It says the little post that could. And I think it says the little engine that could.
Yeah, I believe it says
little engine. Little engine is good. We're going back to Thomas the Train, you know, and that's the way we consider ourselves, a small post, but we were pretty powerful. And we brought the county to. You can't build a memorial by yourself. You have to have the county to do it. It's to provide money and provide labor. And I had plenty of it out there, believe me. I had plenty of labor. People come out to work with us just because of what it was, just because of what the project was, you know, because they wanted to be involved in something like that. And it's a beautiful memorial. It's a meaningful memorial. And it's exactly like Aaron and I had envisioned. It's an event venue. You could put a band on the stage and have a dance. You could have a wedding up there. You could have a religious ceremony up there. Mm-hmm. So it's worked out real good for us, and we're real proud of it.
We need to take one more break. We're talking about veterans' issues and projects on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Joined on the program today by Frank Smart, as the president of Chapter 391 of the Vietnam Veterans of America, and also Chris Henningsen, who is the adjutant with VFW Local 4748. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.